Hi, I'm Bob, and welcome to another edition of This Old Whorehouse. You know, a brothel has its own special problems when it comes to renovation and restoration. Let's take a look at some of the problems that are unique with this old whorehouse and meet Candy, Madame Extraordinaire. Hi, Candy.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Why don't you tell us about some of the problems you've encountered with this old whorehouse?
Well, let's start with the kitchen, Bob.
Super.
I'm looking to make this room more versatile.
Excellent.
I want the girls to be able to go down on the clients in here, mm-hmm. but still have this area double as a tasteful breakfast nook.
Understandable. That's a common problem. We're going to knock out this countertop here and put in a drop table. I suggest oak because that'll last the longest. And, hey, with all the bouncing up and down that this piece is going to take, you get what you pay for.
No shit, Bob. I'm dying for you to take a look at the bedroom.
Well, let's take a look at what Norm's doing in the next room. Ooh. Hi, Norm.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Wow. This is quite an impressive bedroom. It's coming together real nicely.
Well, I've been pretty pleased so far, Bob, but there's something over here I'm working on.
Okay.
Instead of having this traditional style window, I thought we could put in one of those angled apothecary style windows.
Super.
That way your customers who like to watch could appreciate from every angle.
Beautiful.
And of course, keeping your Japanese businessmen in mind.
You've lowered the window.
About 22 inches.
Now, Norm, would this window work if you were watching a man and a woman, or a woman and a woman, or a woman and a man and a woman,
or a man and a man?
Whatever turns you on, Norm.
Well, voyeuristically speaking, Bob, I think this window would work in just about any I like to watch scenario.
And who doesn't, Norm? Well, super. Before you go on with your shimmy, let's take a look at what's going on in the bathroom.
Sure, Bob.
Wow, Norm, you've really made some improvements with this bathroom.
That's right, Bob. I wanted to maintain the integrity of the room. That's why I'll be installing a pedestal bath,
great.
Which still leaves plenty of space for 4 to 6 consenting adults in your shower area.
For some healthy water sports or a shower orgy.
That's right, Bob. I've installed a recessed condom organizer in the shower area, and I'll be putting in a cantilevered shelf here for your various love oils, which I think is a nice detail.
Well, we're just about out of time. Join us again next week when we'll be going from boilers to bondage on the next This Old Whorehouse.